Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness. I'm your host, Scott Dudley. Welcome. Thank you again for tuning in. As always, we have this on podcast, and it's going to be up on podcast, the website at KXORadio.com. If you hear it and it's interesting to you, and it's interesting to somebody else you know, no matter how far away they are, you can send it to them via the podcast link. Please take advantage of that. We really are excited about putting out some good stuff, putting out some good education, putting out some radio wellness that supports our community. And then you become a big part of that when you're able to hear this and say, wow, that's a pretty good show. Cousin Fred in Springfield, Illinois needs to hear this one. And you can just send it to them, and they can listen to it, and you guys can have a great conversation about it, and radio wellness kind of spreads that way. So do your part for us, and this is Let's Talk About It. We're glad you're here, and we're going to jump right into the show, because as you can see, Maria Wyatt's not with me today, and so I have nothing more to add to this intro. Thank you. Welcome aboard. We are joined today by a psychologist, Dr. Ebony Williams, and we are going to talk about all things transgendered. It's recently come up this summer. We had Caitlyn Jenner breaking the internet, I believe, with her coming out, if you will, and all of the kind of side reactions and all of the kind of some dramatic stuff, some less dramatic stuff. I know for one, I saw a lot of my even high school friends and junior high friends from Michigan talking about this on Facebook. And I just saw a wealth of comments that suggested that people hadn't really thought about it too much and needed to kind of at least get some basic information and then kind of get a sense of perspective of what it's like to be transgendered and where the challenges are and where the opportunities are for us to support people and be okay with who other people are in the world. So we've worked with Dr. Williams before on several projects, and she's been here presenting Imperial County. And you were kind enough, Dr. Williams, to come do the show today. Thank you so much, and welcome aboard.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. Hello, everyone out there.
They just said hi. I heard them. So, really, it seems like we need to start just by defining, because it's not as simple as a transgendered person.
Right.
There are lots of different varieties, and I think it gets confusing for people who aren't part of it or haven't really kind of developed a sense of the umbrella, if you will. Exactly. What are we talking about? I mean, I don't know.
We're talking about, well, first I just want to make sure that, you know, folks who are listening, I just encourage us all to have an open mind about the topics that we're going to be talking about today. It's extremely complex. It's ever-changing. It's growing. The more comfortable our society becomes with sexual identification, gender identification, the more open, I believe, other individuals will be around their own identification. But first, I kind of wanted to go over a couple of terms. Right, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know a lot of times, or what my experience has been, that individuals use sex and gender interchangeably, and I want to make sure that we have a clear definition of several different terms. The first will be sex, and then there's gender, then there's sexual identity, then there's gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, and intersex. And I know that's a lot of terms. I totally get it. But because we are more open as a society, we're able to develop this terminology to make sure that everyone that we can possibly have represent themselves and to feel whole and complete and a part of society is represented. So sex, for the definition, is about being male or female bodies. And within that, depending on your culture or societal views or norms, there are sets of behaviors that are designated for either male individuals or female individuals. We have learned that that can be a little bit constricting, but that is the definition for that. And
is it an either or?
Actually, it's on a continuum. All of these topics or all of these terms that I'm speaking about are on a continuum. Also, when it comes to individuals who identify as transgender, we also have to understand that that there are variations of sexuality. There are variations of gender identity. There are variations of sexual orientation, and so on and so forth. So, sex, in and of itself, from a clinical standpoint, is not dichotomous as we have once thought it to be or perceived it to be. There are variations.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.